Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life. This is Paul.
This is Jeannie. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. In fact, today I want to encourage everybody, believers out there, be free. Be free. This is not our home. I know that we struggle with a lot of things here on planet Earth. We want a lot of things to be right. We want a lot of things to be good. And a lot of things are, but not everything. And so we want to talk about our real home today. Jeannie, what verses do we have today?
Well, we're continuing in Philippians, and now we've arrived at Philippians 3, verse 20. It reads, Paul speaking to us and to the church, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ."
I remember years ago I was teaching at a Bible college. Taught there for 10 years. I loved it all. And I was joking with the class one day as we were going through this book. And when you pass, we used to take missionary trips to Mexico. And then we'd come back. And of course, when you're coming back across the border into California, they would ask, what's your citizenship? And I was explaining to believers, I said, our real citizenship is in heaven. Maybe if we cross back the border from a missionary trip and they ask, what's our citizenship? We should say, heaven. But of course, then they'd pull us over and probably test everything that we have to make sure that we were sane. But for the believer, that is something that should give us great joy. Come on, guys. Heaven is your home. Jeannie?
There's a bumper sticker that's out on the cars that took me forever to figure out. Do you remember it? It's
what?
It says that my citizenship's in heaven. Oh. This is not my home.
Yes.
It's got a line that goes through it or whatever. It took me a long time to figure out, what is that saying? Is that a Christian saying or what is it? And then I thought, after I found out, now when I see those on the cars, I think they get it, you know.
Yes.
They get it that we're not to just want to escape out of here like has happened in the past. I mean, we do want to leave the suffering and go to be able to be in God's presence, but we do have a job to do while we're here. So, and we're to find the joy of living and fulfilling God's purposes while we're here. But as we read in the verse this last time, we're pressing on to finish the race while we're here. And there's going to be a lot of joy when we get to heaven and we can look back and see we did our part while we were here. But we were just traveling and we weren't expecting that earth would meet the needs that we have in a way that only heaven can.
Yeah. These are temporary. We're in temporary housing, I guess you could call it. I like to say that heaven is not just a destination. Heaven is a motivation. If you understand that that's where you'll really end up, that that's where you really belong, that that's where your heart will be filled with joy and the love of the Lord, then let that spill on to today. We don't have to, we've got Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We can hang on to that today and say, and I don't have to be hassling today. I don't have to. I've got Jesus, and he's promised that heaven is my home. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
I remember when my mom was close to passing away, she would talk about going to heaven, and it was a real place that she looked forward to. And she would mentioned she's got her bags packed, almost like she was going to a vacation in Europe or something, only she knew that it was a one-way trip. But she was really looking forward to it. But in the meantime, while we're here, enjoy what God gives us, the people that he gives us to love, the friendships, the many, many good things that he gives us while we're here, the comfort, the vision that he gives us, the fulfillment of knowing that things are under his control, and that each of us have a part to play to bring him glory while we're here. But we are missionaries while we're here.
Yes, we are. I have a quote from C.S. Lewis. I think it's a pretty darn good one. He has said this, there have been times when I think we do not desire heaven, but more often I find myself wondering in our heart of hearts if we have ever desired anything else. It is the secret signature of each soul, the incommunicable and unappeasable want. I like that a lot. So, again, we started out, we want you guys to be free today. This is an eternal message that you're getting today. If you've put faith in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, then heaven is your home. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you so much for this time. Thank you for loving us, Lord, for being such a giving God. Father, I pray that this would set us free today, that we would not be so entangled in this world and wanting it to be everything that we want it to be. Instead, Lord, that we would do our part today, that we would be missionaries here in this foreign country, because our literal country is heaven. Bless every heart that hears this, Lord. Spread this far and wide. For we ask this in Jesus' wonderful name, and everybody says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you.